Tonally, he's a tenor. Spiritually, he's Frank Sinatra.
That's LA Times columnist Chris Erskine. He wrote this week about Dodgers announcer Vin Scully, who's retiring after this, his 67th season.
Across seven decades, Vin Scully has bewitched baseball fans with that voice, full of swing, moxie, and sonic opulence.
Fastball is a high drive in the deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
He uses it like a horn to serenade an antebellum sport that is too slow by half and make musical the specter of grown men mostly standing around for 3 hours. In short, the kid can really sing.
Back goes right. It's gone, Fernando. It's gone.
I've always heard a certain musicality to it, and it's almost like he's scoring a movie. And so I was just curious about what it was about that voice, why it resonated. And it wasn't just that he had such great content. I mean, he one time in a game in Miami, he said, "You know, it's so hot today, the moon got sunburned." But there was also just something about how reassuring the voice was, and I wanted to study that a little bit more. I talked to Chris Sampson, who's a professor of popular music at USC, and a colleague of his, Jeffrey Allen, who is a professor of vocal music down there. I just picked out a couple of professors' names on their media site, and there was a guy with a guitar, and I go, like, he looks like he's a baseball fan. And that was Sampson. And Sampson, in 30 seconds, I sent him a note saying what I was up to, and he got back to me in 30 seconds. He says, "This is the best email I've ever gotten." And I go, "Well, you haven't gotten very many, obviously." But and I sent them some audio clips of Vin's calls. And, of course, he has some iconic calls.
He dances down off third. Robbie's coming to the plate. The throw to Vera. He steals it.
That was the 1955 World Series. That was when Jackie Robinson was on third base. This is not the glory years of Jackie Robinson. He was, in 1953, he was diagnosed with diabetes and heart congestion, a failing heart. So here he is, 2 years later. He's not in his prime, but he still has great flashes of brilliance.
He dances down off third.
And he dances down at third. He dances down at third. That is just the sort of alliteration that you will see in a pop song. Because what songwriters do will look for that hook, that alliteration, and that little bit of pop. And that's exactly what Scully had done. On that call.
Something that was particularly musical, dances down on third. And if you loop that...
Chris Sampson poured it into his computer and analyzed it that way.
As he dances down on third. As he dances down on third.
He says it's got swing to it. And he starts snapping his fingers, you know. He goes, it's just swinging.
As he dances down on third. As he dances down on third.
He sort of superimposed Scully's call over this piano beat. And sure enough, it's there. It's there. He just stays in cadence. He stays on the beat. And that blew Sampson away. It was a perfect way to make the point that there is this great rhythm, this great swing to Scully's voice. And it was also a way to show why these moments sort of stay in our head. One of the professors says he's not just giving analysis, he's giving a concert. He's solo in the booth. He has no sidekick. They're not yammering on endlessly about this or that. He's very tuned into the game, and he's telling his anecdotes. He really is masterful.
2-2 to Harvey Keene, one strike away.
2-2 to Harvey Keene, one strike away. It's almost like a jazz riff. But this clip is the last at bat in Sandy Koufax's perfect game, legendary game for Dodger fans, of course, and part of the lore of Sandy Koufax, and now in turn part of the lore of Vin Scully.
Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed the perfect game.
Vin is as accessible as he is. He's kind of a recluse. But I have enough of a relationship with him that I can say, "Hey, Vin, we've done this crazy thing. I know you're gonna mock it, because that's the kind of guy you are. But you know, hear me out. And so I explained that I had a couple of clips, and I go, I'd like you to listen to them. So sure enough, he listens to them, and he gets back to me, and he says, you know, this is too clever by half for me. He was, you know, in the end very flattered, but he doesn't know how he does it. It was just kind of a mystery to him.
A one, a two, a three.
That was Chris Erskine, columnist for the LA Times, talking about Dodgers announcer Vin Scully, who will retire at the end of this season. You can link to Chris's article, Voice of Dodgers Announcer Vin Scully is Sweet Music to the Ears, at onlyagame.org. And just in case you're wondering, yes, that is Vin Scully's voice you're hearing right now. In addition to being a big fan of swing music and show tunes, Vin Scully sang in a barbershop quartet when he was in college at Fordham. His group was called the Shaving Mugs.